What if we are far greater than we give ourselves credit for? This is the Possibility Explorer podcast. My name is Dr. Dean here, and I would like to welcome you to an ADHD adventure of life hacks.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dean here. Welcome to the Possibility Explorer. What a great pleasure it is to be with you. I'm actually in Castel Borgone, Italy right now. And if you're watching, I'm filming on my iPhone. You see, over the last couple of weeks, after doing the first couple episodes of the podcast, I got this brilliant idea that I would buy all of the technology necessary to have multiple camera angles. And, some of you may know the drill. Some of you may know the deal where you start on something and then it's got an energy to it. And then what you do is if you're like me, you want to get all of the perfect technology as though that is the creation necessary. And I've got all kinds of ideas that have been sprouting forth that want to be part of this podcast. And I wasn't acting on them because I didn't have the technology right. And then I realized something. I was actually having a conversation with somebody that I work with really closely. And I was talking to her about this. I'm like, I'm not really in the flow that this podcast was when it started. And I know I've got some weird point of view. And she said, what if it's not about like looking how it looks, you know, what if it's actually the material? What if that's the gift? And I was like, interesting concept. And in that, I recognized I had a point of view. Actually, I had a few fixed points of view. We're going to talk about some of that today, by the way, but also how to change it, which may be a dynamic gift of this conversation that we're having. But it really dawned on me when she said that. She's like, why don't you just pull out your iPhone when you're inspired? And, you know, it's got great video quality. And then I got a new iPhone and it's got really good video quality. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I have been postponing this because I didn't have the perfect setup. How much have you done that in your life? How many times have you done that in your life? I don't know about you, but I have done it far too many. So at this point, perfection or not, I'm just going. So if you happen to be watching this instead of listening to it, look at the background. Isn't it beautiful? This is my bedroom at a castle that I am part owner of here in Castel Borgone. And it is stunning. I will do a video walkthrough of parts of the castle. I did a mini vlog of the journey, and we'll place a link to that also in this episode so you can check it out. It's been a stellar journey. And also for me, a journey of unhiding, I guess, a journey of being willing to share things with people that normally I would have just kept to myself for all kinds of reasons, some of which we may end up talking about today. Originally, this episode was going to be devoted to something called the clearing statement. And yet, what I realized was, and maybe you can recognize this in yourself also, I took a fixed point of view, which is something that I recommend to everybody in my classes. Oh, anybody who will give me a moment to hear the conversation, to please don't take fixed points of view, because when you make a decision, a judgment, a conclusion, a computation about anything, you're stuck with that and you have no wiggle room. You have nowhere to move. You have nothing else that's possible. And oftentimes that is exactly when the lightness goes away. So I had taken a point of view that I was going to do the clearing statement so I could use it in the following episodes so we could change things together. And for those of you that don't know, there's this thing called a clearing statement. From my point of view, it's the biggest upgrade in personal development since we've had personal development. And I don't say that lightly, nor do I say it glibly. It's a way of changing anything you want to change. And so I was going to come here and explain it. There's just the few things that are not really kosher with that, though. One is, if you go to theclearingstatement.com, I've got a 20-minute video there explaining it. Well, given that these podcasts are about a half an hour, I would take 20 minutes to explain to you something that I already have a 20-minute explanation of. And then I also realized that so many people have just heard this clearing statement in one form or another, and then they seek it out. If they want to have the rational explanation behind it, they seek it out, and they, it works for them. And if people want to reject, me or what I'm saying because of the clearing statement, then they have that choice too. And I was like, wow, it's all okay. How much of your life has it not just been able to all be okay? So I'm going to start using this clearing statement thing as of now. And I will probably use it quite a bit because one of the gifts of it is it allows you to change where you have a fixed point of view. And I've already alluded to some of the points of view I had regarding this podcast itself. I must have the perfect video quality. I must have the perfect audio quality. And that's another interesting part is if you're listening, hopefully the audio quality is good enough. I'm in a room with a little bit of an echo, but I've got a lavalier mic on my friggin' iPhone. But if I have to wait for perfect audio quality, I can't really pull it out and go when the mood strikes, because the thing is, the universe will present us, and universe, consciousness, the world, this world in which we live, however you want to look at it, will present us with this. There will be a moment where this door opens where it's like, hey, act now. But if you don't act, how many times have you had that sense of, oh, I'm going to do this, and then you don't act on it, or you do like I was doing, and you try to get everything perfect before you choose and start, and I'm like, oh my God, that again. And then the door closes, and then you can't find the key. And you're like, oh man, I did it again. Well, so we can change that, okay? It requires a willingness to change. That's always sort of first, even if you don't know you're willing to change, a willingness to have something different at least. And then also this clearing statement can be extremely helpful. So it's a cool thing because I can have a conversation like that. And then I'll go, everything that brings up, will you destroy and uncreate it? Now, destroy, a lot of people are like, I don't want to destroy. I want to create. I don't want to destroy. But would you be willing to destroy limitation? Would you be willing to destroy judgment and the idea of wrong and needing to be right and all that sort of stuff? That's what destroying is, because for every fixed point of view we take, we create a prison cell of our own making, and then we're stuck inside that cell. So destroying essentially is breaking down the walls of our fixed points of view and any point of view that's limiting us. And uncreate is to take our creative energy out of maintaining and holding in place those walls and allowing that creative energy to go into, wait for it, creation. Yay! Okay, so that's really what's going on here. I'll ask you to destroy and uncreate. And if you're willing to, then I'll run this clearing statement. And what happens is we take one layer of that limited point of view away. Now, sometimes that's enough to clear the whole thing. But sometimes it needs to be run again and again and again on a particular subject or different aspects of it, because we're glorious at creating limitation. We're glorious at creating limited points of view. And if we could recognize how glorious we are, we're so good at it. And if we could recognize that and not judge it, but acknowledge, wow, we're really freaking good at this. It's at least one thing we're really good at. Then the pressure starts to come off. And we start to get this kindness with us and start to get to have a sense of gratitude for us. And also, things start to get lighter. And so I've shared with you just one example right now of this thing about perfection and how it was getting in the way and how I'm like, okay, well, I'll put this out there even if it's less than my perfect standards. And the energy of it will be received as the energy is, and if somebody's like, that video is not perfect enough, that audio is not perfect enough, I'm not going to listen. Well, then they weren't there for the content anyway, were they, Bob? And so I'm just sharing this with you because how much of your life have you tried to do that perfect thing and tried to do perfect as a way of getting over wrongness, as though if you could be perfect enough, then you could finally be right. And then you wouldn't be wrong, and now you'd be right, which, by the way, is also a judgment. So we're going to use a clearing statement. So everything that is, and notice what'll happen is I'll have this conversation, and it'll bring up stuff. Now, it may not be a specific, okay, but it brings up stuff. Like, you start perceiving things. You're like, oh, I can relate to that, and you start to get in touch with an energy or get in touch with a point of view or get in touch with a situation. And that's what we're going to be changing with the clearing statement. So here we go. So everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? You friggin' perfectionist control freak. My people, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Ooh, baby, y'all been doing a lot of that. And you know, if you're watching and you see me wiggle my hands, it's just what happens for me when the energy moves. And, you know, I put my hands up and I'm like, I'm ready to go. Let's do this thing. And it gives me a bit of an indication of what is going on. Now, if you're listening, you can't see me wiggling my hands, I would imagine. If you are listening and you do see me wiggling my hands, I am very impressed. Please let me know about it. Okay, so once again, how much have you decided that being a total control freak would finally take you beyond wrongness into rightness? But because now, a total control freak perfectionist. Oh my goodness, I was not perfect enough. I missed a word. How much have you decided that being a total control freak perfectionist, and if you were just perfect enough, it would finally take you out of rightness and into wrongness? But has it ever actually worked? Or does it just maintain a constant state of the judgment of you? Everything that is. Times a godzillion, and a godzillion is a number so big only God knows. It's like steroids for the clearing statement. Will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Oh, by the way, for those of you who want to know about the castle or this beautiful background behind me, we will definitely leave a link in the show notes and description. Okay. By the way, if this is helping you, I'd be so grateful if you would like and subscribe. And please tell friends, or maybe tell enemies, I don't know. Tell people about this thing, because it would be the coolest thing in the world if people could just tap in every once in a while and get lighter, you know? So if this is helping, please let people know. And if you hate it, you know what? Let people know that too. Just be like, I hate this guy. He's too happy. I hate him. He's all over the place. He got ADHD like crazy. I hate it. Yeah, let them know that too, because you know what? There's no such thing as bad PR. Now, why do I have that point of view? Because a while ago, I used to have so much fear of judgment, so much concern about being judged. It was the worst thing in the world, and I used this clearing statement every time that would come up. And what I would do is go, everything that is, and I didn't know what it was. I just knew that if something is coming up and it's making me heavy, if it's making me contracted, there's something that's not true about it. There's something that's not true for me. So what I would do is I would go, everything that is, I destroy and uncreate it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And eventually, I remember one time I did it and somebody was judging on me for something. I don't remember even the specific of the situation anymore. That's how much it's gone out of my world. And I said, everything that is, everything that brings up, because you can use this clearing statement for energy too, which is so friggin' brilliant. Because what that means is when you get a yuck, stuck, or what the fuck energy, or, you know, you're talking to your mom and your guts are twisting, or you're getting ready for a holiday, or you're getting ready to do a presentation or something, and you're like, ah! All you got to do is get the sense of that energy. Just be present with it for a moment, a nanosecond, and just go, everything that allows that to exist, or everything that is, I destroy and uncreate it. Pock and pot. Or right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Once again, if you want the full explanation of the clearing statement, if you're like me and really like the explanation behind things, yes, we control freaks are fun, aren't we? Please go to theclearingstatement.com. And you can see the video of it. And that link will also be in the show notes. But so in doing that, every time a twisted energy would come up, I would go, everything that is, destroy and uncreate it, pock and pot. Or I would run the whole clearing statement. You can do either way. Either way is actually just as effective. But some of us are more anal retentive than others. Wow. I just, you know, here I am. I've got ADD, ADHD, OCD, autism, and I'm anal retentive. Oh my goodness, there's got to be a DSM-4 just for me, which is the Diagnostic Standards or Statistics Manual or something for diagnosing psychological disorders. Okay, but what I found is all of these things that a lot of people consider the wrongness, like even the perfectionism, even the control freak nature, is actually a gift. And what I like to say and what we say in Access is, what if everything you thought was a wrongness of you is actually a strongness? Now, here'd be a great time to use the clearing statement if I were so inclined, which I happen to be. So everything you've done to buy that everything that is actually a strongness of you is a wrongness, especially because nobody else got it, or you were made wrong for being that. And the judgment hurt so much that you decided, this must be wrong, and you've had that point of view ever since. Everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So, the way this clearing statement works is, like, if you look at the room you're in, the walls of that room look solid, right? Unless you're in a really weird room, and if you're in a room where the walls don't look solid, I want to know where you are, because I want to check that out. Because I'm a possibility explorer, and that sounds like an awesome possibility. Okay, but the walls in the room you're in look solid, right? But science tells us they're 99.999999% space, but they look really friggin' solid. Well, what if it's the same thing with the limitations in your life? What if they look really solid, but what if you could access that way in which they are actually space? What if you could access the space within the solidity? Or what if you could actually go back to the moment in time before the germinal moment, the point of creation is what the pock in the middle stands for. And the pod is the point of destruction. And I like to call these two the superheroes of consciousness. What if you could go back to the point of creation or the point of destruction and undo where you created the wall or destroyed the space and put the wall in its place? That's what the clearing statement does. And people are like, how does it work? Actually, most people never ask how it works. That's interesting. People used to ask how it works all the time. Now people are like, I just want something that works. I don't give a shit how it works. You know, and a lot of times I'd have people say, how does this work? And I'd be like, I'm not exactly sure. I just know that it works. But it works because the being that you are, the consciousness of you, actually knows where you created limitation. And it would like consciousness again, because consciousness is where all the ease comes in. You know this phrase we have in Access, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory, is actually what you as a being desire, and then it just seems like you can't have it because we live in a world that doesn't seem to have it. But what if you could? And what if you do? Sorry, I'm changing. I'm trying to change lighting levels right here if you're watching. It's beyond repair right now. But I look like I'm a deer in the headlights. Anyway. But what if you can, and what if you actually could change these things, and they could actually be something where this thing that looked like a limitation starts to have the possibility of actually being a gift? What would that be like? That is actually the possibility that exists here. Please remember, and if you don't know this, I'm letting you know, 20 plus years ago when I came to Access Consciousness, I had set a date to end my life. Okay, so I just want to let you know, shit is changeable, and it don't got to be shit no more. I got reminders on my phone, and they're coming up while I'm filming, and I'm like, wait, I put myself on do not disturb and airplane mode. Do not disturb me, I'm in airplane mode. I'm filming a friggin' podcast. Okay, anyway, so what you start to realize is that this thing, this clearing statement thing, is a tool that is within your hands now and will be there for the rest of your life that will allow you to change anything when you're finally willing to change it. And truly, I've seen that this thing can change almost anything when you're willing to change it. Also, the other thing that it can do is if you realize something comes up over and over and over and you realize I'm not willing to change it, well, guess what? It can change that you're not willing to change it. When you're willing to change it, you're not willing to change it. So what you could do is go, okay, everything that doesn't allow me to be willing to change this, destroy and uncreate it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, or pock and pot, doesn't matter. All nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And so pock and pod, from my point of view, and you can say it in either order, doesn't matter. Pock and pod are like the superheroes of consciousness. I use them every single day. I use them in every session that I do. And it's part of the reason why when somebody comes to an Access Consciousness class or has a session where we use this, it's like the transformation is dynamic. And not only that, but the transformation not only stays with them, but if they keep using the clearing statement in different areas when stuff comes up, and we all have stuff coming up, you can change it in that moment and you get lighter and lighter and lighter. And so please, you know, the podcast is free to listen to or watch, right? But please don't discount this clearing statement because of that. And a lot of times people, I've had so many marketing people tell me, you need to stop giving so much stuff away. You need to keep your stuff so people will pay you for your stuff. And I'm like, you do not get me at all, do you? One of the greatest gifts in my life is seeing you guys, these beautiful people in the world, my brothers and sisters that live on this planet, getting lighter and happier. Why? It's totally selfish, okay? It makes me happy, number one, and I live on this planet too. So when you get lighter, our planet gets lighter and we get to live on a lighter planet. And not only that, it's like there's no end to the things that we can change. This is just the beginning. So let's do a couple of things right now, a couple more things right now, using this clearing statement, and I'll do my best to just give you a couple things that you can work on after this, okay? Well, actually, let me talk to you about what to work on after this, and I've basically already said it, I just will reframe it, which is whenever something yuck or stuck or what the fuck comes up, anytime you have a judgment of anyone or anything, including yourself, just go, everything that is, just get a sense of it. You'll have a sense because it'll feel stuck or whatever. And just go, everything that is, destroy and uncreate, pock and pod. Or everything that is, everything deigns it. I mean, I literally say that sometimes. I'm like, everything I would say. Because sometimes I've just like, can't be bothered. Or I forget the specific of the thing I was going to say and work on or whatever. I'm like, everything I would say, pock and pod. Or you can say, everything that is, destroy and uncreate, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pod, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Okay? This is, once again, part of the beauty of this is it actually works with energies. See, one of the things you may not know about you is you're an energetic being. And what the heck does that mean? Well, what it means is you're aware of dynamic subtleties of energies. And you have been your entire life, but nobody's ever explained this to you. Nobody ever sat you down and said, hey, you know what? You're really aware of energy, which is why when mommy's sad, you feel sad. Which is why when mommy's sad, you try to heal mommy and try to take it away. It's why you know when dad is angry and you think it's your fault, but it's actually not. But why are you aware that dad is angry before dad says anything? Because you're aware of the energy of the anger. So how much have you been aware of the energetics of people and their points of view and their lives and their judgments and their anger and their fear and their separation from each other and their right and wrong and their need to be perfect, and you thought it was yours and you thought it was you, and you didn't realize that what you were doing is you were actually picking up on the energy that they were living. Everything that is, times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Now, look at this for a moment also. The beauty of what we just did, there are so many aspects of it, because one, it acknowledges something about you, that if you acknowledge you're aware of energy, your whole life is going to take on a different flavor. And you're going to recognize that it's because of that that you have sensed so much sadness, so much anger, so much fear, and it's because of that that you so dynamically try to avoid judgment. Why? Because judgment is like a, you know, up against your face. So why would you not avoid it? Well, in upcoming episodes, I keep wanting to say previous, but previous is previous. Like, that happened before. Everything that makes me want to say previous, pakambak. No, just kidding. I'm not quite that crazy. But in following episodes, we're going to have some conversations that will shed some more light on this, okay? Just want to present this beginning right now. But as you start to become aware that you actually are aware of energy, then your life starts to take on a different flavor, because now it's not just solid blocks of defined realities that you can interact with. Now it's not just, oh, this is this and this is this, which is a very structured way of being that for a lot of you listening to this podcast doesn't really work. It never really has, because it's not actually your reality. You've got a far more fluid, energetically aware reality. So everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive that, perceive that, know that, be that, and receive that. Sorry, I talk really fast. Will you destroy and uncreate that, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And so the other part of this is when I get to say, when I have this long conversation and then I say everything that is, I'm not just saying the everything that is that is sort of like the end thing that you got to. What I'm saying is every limitation you were able to access based on the conversation, or every point of view, or everything that may not be everything that it could be, that you were able to access along the journey of that conversation, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Times a godzillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So here's what I would invite you to, is for just the next day or two, anytime you notice something that makes you feel heavy or stuck, just go everything that is, pock and pot. Or just think of me doing it with you and just go pock and pot, pock and pot. And do it a few times and see if it changes. And now let's do a couple other things that can be extremely helpful. And this is just the beginning. This is one you may want to run a lot of times, because this has occurred in many ways. But what I'd like to ask is, how much of who, what, where, when, why, and how you are, and who much, easy for me to say, and who, what, where, when, why, and how you are not, did you buy from your mother before the age of two? Yeah, that's usually a lot of stuff. Everything that is, and everything you're still trying to get right from that, and everything you feel wrong about with that because it wasn't yours, it wasn't your point of view. You bought it from somebody else, and now you're trying to make that reality for you. Will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Holy cow, Batman, that has a lot of energy. Apparently, y'all did a lot of that stuff. And so what percentage of who, what, where, when, why, and how you are and are not, and how you think you are and are not, and can and cannot be, did you buy from your father before the age of two? Whew, for some of you, it's more. For some of you, it's less than with mother. But everything that is, and everything you've been trying to get right, believing that you've done wrong and been wrong, because it's not you and you can't actually live somebody else's reality, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Times a gazillion, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pock, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Well, my beautiful friends, that has a ton of energy to it. Okay, and one last thing I want to give you that I'm going to suggest that you do every day, it would be my suggestion. And it is undoing the PES juniors, the PESJRs, okay? Stands for projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections. PES juniors. My suggestion is this. Every morning when you wake up, ask for all of the projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections that you have of your day, of you, of anyone or anything else, and that anyone or anything else has of you. Everything that is, destroy and uncreate it, please. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Also, all of the projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections designed to destroy. Everything that is, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. How does this work? And pardon my sniffle. You may not recognize this. Well, I haven't told you. But I literally just got off of an overnight flight where I did tell you about that, but you probably didn't know that I just arrived. Here it is, it's like 7 in the morning, and it's 7 in the morning, which is, let's see, midnight in the night at home, and I only slept for 2 hours on the plane. I left at noon. So, but I wanted to do this thing. It's like, you know, the iron was hot. Strike while the iron is hot. You know, walk through the door when it's open. So I apologize for my sniffling. I have a bit of a clogged nasal passage, apparently. So with this projection, expectation, separations, judgments, and rejections, what happens is, this can be so helpful in any relationship, also in any creationship, in any creation situation where you're working with somebody or you have a team or somebody is like putting up roadblocks or separating from you or trying to create a result that isn't working, or when you are projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections, which is when you project, or let's say somebody projects at you. They have a projection of and an expectation of how you should be. If you don't meet their projection and expectation, which are basically judgment light, if you don't meet their projection and expectation, what they then do is they do separation, judgment, and rejection. And here's the thing is, we've pretty much all been taught that the way to create something, especially the way to create something different, is to have projections about how to do it and what's the right way and what's the wrong way, which, by the way, is a killer, and to have expectations of people and things as though that will make those things show up. And then when it doesn't, or if it doesn't show up in exactly the 100% the way we decided it should, then we go into judgment of us and rejection of us and them or the thing, and then we separate. In order to do judgment of anybody, you have to actually separate from you and from them. Did you hear that? From you and from them. And you go into, and so you have, this is the never-ending, it's like this never-ending spiral. And so if you will, think of any area in which you have a friendship, a relationship, whatever, or if there's something that seems to be really up and you just seem to be stuck by it, just ask for all of the projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections. Destroy and uncreate it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. You'll get more freedom if you do theirs and yours, okay? And you can do them separately, you can do them together. But if you do theirs and yours, or yours about a subject or a person or a project or anything, and everybody else is involved in that subject, product, creation, freedom is possible. It's such a gift. And this is just the beginning of using this clearing statement. Going with the energetics of things and undoing the projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections. And I do this almost every single day, every day I remember. And about access, about the podcast, I did with the podcast, the other businesses that I'm involved in, my creationships in my life, my friendships, my house, my body. It's like, you could do it on all kinds of things. And notice as you do you start to get lighter? Because remember, what's true for you always makes you lighter. A lie for you always makes you heavier. And if I could wish one thing for you, or give you one gift, or bestow one thing upon you, if I were the genie in your particular bottle, it would actually be to have a lot more lightness in your life. And this is a way that you can start actualizing that. So, go forth, my beautiful friends, and enjoy the clearing statement. And you don't have to say it out loud, by the way. And you can just say it in your head. And if you do say it out loud, make sure to say it really loud so people think you're absolutely bonkers, because that's kind of fun. And then when it brings up all kinds of crap, then you go, okay, everything that brought up, I now destroy it, I create it. Right, wrong, good, bad, blah, bug all that. She's poisoning me. Or not. Your choice. Oh, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for watching. Once again, please, I would, if this has been a contribution to you, or you just enjoyed it, or you just want to, please like, please subscribe, and please let people know this exists so we can all move forward into more lightness together. This has been Dr. Dane here. You're listening to or watching the Possibility Explorer. And what if you, truly being you, with the ability to be the energetic being and change the energetics, are the gift, the change, and the possibility this world requires. See you soon, my beautiful friends. Bye-bye.
This is Dr. Dane signing off from the back of a fire-breathing dragon, soaring into the unknown. Remember, you have to leap in order to know you have wings.